Thank you all for coming tonight. I'm Monica, the project manager. I hope you've had an opportunity to go through the boards and learn more about the project, talk to staff. This is for the website and for the advisory group, since we're not having a public comment period during the May 25th advisory group meeting. So with that, I think the rules of show are that each speaker will have 2 minutes. There will be a ding at the end. The timer will go off at the end, so we ask that you keep your remarks to 2 minutes. And then hand the mic back. And we have a list of people who signed up at the beginning. So I think that's all. Honey, is there anything else I should?
No, that's all.
Josh, you're on.
My name is I'm here on behalf of the group called Faith Mind for Climate Solutions. We're active in all of the different cities we have announced. I'm here to express our support. I'm here on behalf of the Alexandria Hub of Faith Mind for Climate Solutions to express our support for the future of the project. We recognize that addressing and mitigating climate change, especially in urban settings, intricately with the issues of transit. Alexandria's own energy and climate action plan shows that the city cannot achieve its greenhouse gas reduction goals or its equity or safety goals with electric vehicles alone. The city must also make it more convenient for residents and workers to shift traffic over to more sustainable ones. In particular, we believe that bus concept A, which puts greater emphasis on centralizing bus lanes, gets us closest to those goals. It provides the most benefits for all corridor travelers, including better bus service, but also safer conditions for bus riders, drivers, bikers, and pedestrians. We also support new, wider, and safer spaces for people walking and biking along Duke Street, including separate walking paths and bike tracks where feasible in the near term concept. We also ask that the city persists in its long-term vision of dedicated center running bus lanes for the entirety of Duke Street, plus continuous separate spaces for people walking and biking to be implemented later as Alexandria grows and properties redevelop. Mostly, we hope that we can be an ally for process, and we thank you very much for your work on this project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Ken Notis, and after Ken will be Bill Hugh.
Good evening. I'm representing the Alexandria Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Our key concern is safe on this project is safety. We strongly support the center-running bus lanes. We are quite aware that uncontrolled left turns are a particular danger to people who walk and people who bicycle, as well as, I must say, because I also drive, they can be very uncomfortable for drivers. We look forward to a more orderly Duke Street where dangerous left turns are better controlled, and that is safer for walkers and bicyclists, as well as for better treatments for walking and biking on the sides as continuous as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill Hugh, and then Kathleen McBride after that.
Hi, good evening. My name is Bill Pugh. I'm an Alexandria resident, and my family and I travel to the Duke Street corridor by bike, by foot, by car. I'm also here speaking tonight on behalf of a regional organization that's been doing work in Alexandria and across the DC region for over 25 years, the Coalition for Smarter Growth. We support walkable, bikeable, transit-friendly and inclusive communities as the most sustainable and equitable way for the DC region to grow and prosper. So we also support the center running bus lanes. I think the results presented tonight are very impressive, showing a project that will really help transform the Duke Street corridor for people traveling by all modes in a very positive way. Making it both safer, both more orderly and predictable as a driver, as a pedestrian, as a cyclist, and also improving transit for bus riders. And I think one perspective, just stepping back as a regional organization, is noting that the Duke Street corridor also serves the 28A bus line. This is the Route 7 bus line that is in the future going to be a BRT line going all the way to Tyson's Corner. So this is also part of a regional network that various agencies are working hard to implement. The Northern Virginia Transportation Authority is planning a BRT network. WMATA Metro right now is doing its better bus plan. So I think the connections on the corridor are also important from a regional perspective, as well as serving people here in Alexandria. As a resident, look forward to a more vibrant and safer and better Duke Street corridor. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, next up is Kathleen McBride, and Dan Wordson, you're after Kathleen. Is Kathleen McBride here? All right. Dave Wordson, you're up. Wordson, sorry. Added an extra M.
No worries, no one pronounces that name correctly. So I'm Dane Lawrenson. I'm a resident of Alexandria. I'm also here on behalf of Alexandria Families for Safe Streets to support the center running bus lanes. The information presented tonight shows it's significantly safer. The protected left turns will drastically reduce the number of injuries and fatalities along Duke Street, a street that is already identified as one of the most dangerous in the city. Having center running bus lanes will also make it significantly more reliable. While it's indicated as only modest improvements, I can tell you, as someone who has observed the bus lanes in DC where they are curb running, that there has been significant problems with curb running enforcement. And so I strongly also approve the center running because we can guarantee that there will be no conflicts between pedestrians, buses, and cars with a center running option. Finally, I support the separated bus, pedestrian, and bike infrastructure where possible. As someone who has biked up and down Mount Vernon Trail to and from DC, I can tell you that reducing the number of conflicts and having a mode like bicyclists and scooters separate from cars is also important for safety. It can reduce the number of conflicts and the number of injuries, even if there are no fatalities in most bike pedestrian crashes. For these reasons, I strongly support the center running and the separated bicycle pedestrian infrastructure. And so does Alexandria Families for Safe Streets. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have Chris Burns, and Eric Lynn will be after Chris. I believe, Eric Lynn, you are up.
Hi, my name is Eric Lynn, and I represent me. I've been a resident of the city for a number of years, and I plan to stay here for a number more, and I am very glad to see that the city is trying to take long-term planning seriously and trying to take into account the needs of the city well into the future. I'm a little bit nervous that I've asked on a number of occasions to see if the city has undertaken an actual survey, a real scientific survey, as opposed to an email self-selected survey to determine what the city actually needs. What I'm seeing here is a $100 million estimate for a project, let's be honest, with rising interest rates, that's probably going to come in more between $103 to $150 million. That will yield a benefit of 6,000 riders a day. It's a lot of money per rider. And it's got to come from somewhere. It's going to come from our property taxes. And those are already high. I'm not a wealthy man, and I don't want to get priced out of my home. And what I'm not seeing is an evaluation of cheaper alternatives. What does it cost to add more buses? Right? I'm not seeing a lot of cost and benefit analyses here, and that makes me really nervous. I'd like to stay here for a long time, raise my family here in Alexandria. I don't want to get priced out of my home. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric. Next up, we have Steve Hales, and Jim Durham will be after Steve.
Thanks. I'm a resident of Clover. I generally don't support what we're doing. I think I don't think it's going to improve Duke Street. I sort of feel like we're fighting the wrong battle here, and Duke Street would take care of itself if we built the Eisenhower Connector, which we should take the $100 million that we have and build the connector road. We'd have bike lanes over there that are already ready to go. We could turn half of Eisenhower Avenue into a straight bike lane and just let people go east-west on Eisenhower. Not to mention the benefits of just getting people through the city. It's always been in the master plan, but the fact that we're talking about Duke Street in motion, but that the connector is even on the table as an option for people, I think is a mistake. And we already have evidence that the permanent two-lane buses in the middle of the street don't work, because we've done it. And we look at Route 1, and every time I'm down there, I see a bus driver in the bus, and that's it, going up and down. Up and down bus drivers, the most expensive paid bus drivers I think we have. And here we are doing it again. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I hope that I'm fine with doing this stuff on the margins. I don't disagree with safety. We can do some things to make the buses safer, the stops safer. Option C, I guess, is what I would prefer. I'm not opposed to that. I don't hate bikers. I just think that we're moving deck chairs on the Titanic here, and there's just so many other things that need to be done besides putting two lane bus lanes in the middle of the street. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Durham is our final slide up speaker.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for the information presented and my chance to look at the bus awards and talk to the staff. I am most excited that my neighbors are starting to understand the value of this project based on the information the city's provided. They understand that the bus traffic will improve. They understand that actually the street will be safer for people walking, people on the bus, and for people driving. So driving time actually improves as well, and that makes sense because you're taking a lot of buses, an increasing number of buses, and moving you out of the traffic flow. We all know as drivers, you can stop behind buses a lot or weave around them. And that time delay for following buses will be removed, so the time is logical that will increase. Safety, I'm a big fan of federal highways, as improvement safety improvements for left turn, protected left turns, left turn lanes, pedestrian refuges. And this is one of our most highest stretch corridors. So I'm very excited. More and more of my neighbors are now understanding this. So thank you very much again to the staff for putting out the factual information. I think it's well worth the money we expect. It's money in hand, it's not future taxes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And we actually had two folks who just arrived in the meeting, so I'm going to find out. So we've got Sandy Modell and then Mary Jo Johnson are our final two. Sandy Modell.
I'm Sandy Modell, and I own a small business right across the street here on Duke Street. And I love transit. I ran the Dash bus system for 28 years before I opened my indoctrinating academy, Holistic Health, which is, as I said, right across the street here on Duke. But I think we have a lot of questions. I think this project seems to be moving pretty quickly. And I think things like priority signalization, queue jumpers, there's lots of strategies that we've talked about over the years that never got implemented. So we don't know if those lower cost, easier to implement, less disruptive. Strategies might actually work first before plowing into, I know we got the money, we're all set up. And like I say, I love buses. I just think that Duke Street is a nightmare. And we've really got to think long and hard to come up with a real plan that's going to work and not just throw a lot of money at it, a lot of buses, center lanes on Duke Street, take off left turn lanes that people need. That Duke Street needs a lot of work. But the biggest problem is between Quaker Lane and Telegraph Road. I mean, that's like 80% of Duke Street's problem is that area of Duke Street. And we haven't figured out how to fix that. We've shut off the streets, we've put all the traffic on Quaker Lane, we've changed the timing of lights, we've made it harder for people to get around and onto Duke Street from the neighborhoods and through the neighborhoods. And I think before we just plow through with a project that I don't even think all of council has even approved yet. Speaking with council member Jackson, she's waiting to find out more. And I really think one of the biggest issues is ridership data. We need accurate, up-to-date ridership data on Dash. We have lots of studies from 2015, 2016, pre-pandemic. We really don't know what the ridership is because when Dash went free, passenger count, the automated passenger counters don't all work. And so what the drivers are doing to get ridership is pressing a key on a fare box. That, to me, is not accurate ridership data. I would love to have accurate ridership data from post-pandemic, because I can tell you, pre-pandemic, you couldn't get on a bus at 6 o'clock at King Street Metro. We had to put trippers, things called trippers, extra buses. And now we don't have to do that anymore. So I love transit. I love transit projects. But if we're going to do this, let's do it right. That's my thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Our final speaker will be Mary Jo Johnson.
Thank you for the opportunity to have this meeting. I think all of us appreciate it. Can you hear me?
Just hold it.
Okay. Is this any better? I said, and I think she heard me. Anyway, I just thank the group that's involved in doing this for having the meeting. I think it's a good opportunity for people to learn more about it. I want to say that I travel Duke Street now 2 to 4 times almost every day. So I've observed a lot of things. And main thing I've observed is we have some safety issues, only that we don't have a place to push the button and have a crosswalk, which is a very low cost change and very quickly implemented change. We need more of those on Duke Street. I watched today an older woman, not quite as old as I am, close, carrying her grandchild, two. And luckily, at that spot, there was a place to push the button. But many of the places where the bus stops, there are no crosswalks. And I don't know why, it just makes no sense to me that nothing can happen to improve safety until we do this whole mess of problems. It's like, why are we going to take that risk? And as Sandy pointed out, there are a lot of things that could improve Duke Street that have never been tried. I also know that there's no real congestion once you get past Quaker Lane if you're going west. So to put a bus lane in that area is a
we mentioned at the beginning, but
I didn't hear it. Sorry, sure. I wouldn't have said all the other things. Or I wouldn't have said all of it. Okay, then let me say, we don't need a bus lane for Quaker Lane on And number two, I think the mode of transportation of the people living on all of those condos has changed. They're going to Tyson's. They're going into Washington. Many of them are getting out and going out to Prince William County to work. If they're not, there's no heavy traffic, and we need better counts of what's going on. I also want to say that what Steve Hale said, I agree with all of it. I like bikes fine. I used to ride them. I can't do them anymore. And but that, I don't think they belong in Duke Street. I really think we are wasting good money that could be used for a lot of other projects, and we're going too fast. And the people in the community do not agree with what a lot of this proposal for bus lanes on Duke Street all the way through. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I'm going to pass the mic back to Jen Monaco.
And thanks, everyone. We'll have the boards up for another, I think, half hour or so, so you can continue to talk to staff. If you didn't make any comments, please submit feedback under the feedback form. There's also QR codes where you can just submit quick questions or comments. We're going to be updating the FAQs on our website based off of a lot of the questions that we received today. But I want to thank you all for coming out here and participating in this community project. Thank you.